Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. In the periodical Unsearchable Riches, Volume 4, pages 260 and 261, A. E. Nock wrote, "In our remarks on the teachings of Paul's earlier epistles, we noted that the burden of their message concerned the things on the earth, in other words, the Adamic race. But if explicit mention of the things of heaven is absent from Paul's earliest writings, that certainly cannot be charged to his later epistles, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. These, forming perhaps the smallest group of the New Testament writings, have the largest scope of any of the groups. They contain a digest of universal history, a compendium, we might say, of the ways of God with men, and angels too, the moral glories of which are sufficient to their own justification. The group is a complete Bible in itself, though compressed within the narrow confines of a trinity of sacred writings. These epistles especially, and not the writings of Plato, nor the philosophic guesses of any other heathen writer, contain the solution of the problem of universal destiny as Paul's earlier writings solved the question of human destiny."